Ghana Journalists Association, headed by its president Roland Afomoni, are demanding immediate investigation and subsequent punishment of perpetrators of last week's brutal assault on some journalists by the police at the Senchi Ferry site at the Esoja Mine district in the Eastern Region. At a meeting to make a formal complaint to the IGP in Accra, Mr. Moni said as the umbrella body of journalists in the country, the GJA will at all times rally to the defense of members who are mistreated in their line of duty. Mr. Moni added that the current strides chalked up by the police administration could not have happened without the unflinching support of the media. Irab Napaha was there.
Ghana cannot say she is free from the constant attacks on journalists across the globe. A recent alleged assault on a media crew from a private station by policemen on the Senchi Ferry in the Sujaman district of the Eastern Region has sparked anger among media practitioners and raised questions about the safety of journalists. At a meeting in Accra to make a formal complaint to the IGP, GJA President Roland Afomoni said the safety of journalists remains passionate to the GJA, and for this reason, the association will not tolerate any form of brutality on its members.
Two of our colleagues were subjected to mistreatment by the police. We at the umbrella level of the GJA, we have a constitutional, moral and every godly duty to rally to the defense of our members who are mistreated in the line of duty. We are here with a complaint and a demand that a thorough investigation be carried out into what happened over the weekend and the perpetrators be subjected to disciplinary action, to send some strong signals to people not to even attempt or dream of undoing what it has taken you years to achieve. You address our concerns. Together we'll help build a society rooted in the rule of law.
He said, though the association acknowledges the cordial relationship between the media and the police, it should not give room for misconduct.
We know the tenacious efforts you are making. We are aware of the strides you are talking about to raise policing to gravity-defying levels and to spruce up the image of the Ghana Police Service. We've had cordial, friendly relationship with the police hierarchy. So there's something in common between the present leadership and the GJA. You wouldn't have achieved this feat without media visibility and media support. What happened over the weekend was unfortunate to say that these elements should not be allowed to draw it back.
The IGP Mohammed Ahmed Al-Hassan, who is doing all he can to stop indiscipline in the service, spelled out in clear terms what will be done to handle such acts.
The old axiom of the tongue and the teeth living together, symbolically but occasionally offending each other. Unfortunately, this is what has played out. Again, I'm only happy that we are around the table trying to see how best to handle the situation to the satisfaction of victims after investigations. As an administration, we do everything possible to get to the bottom of it. We do not in any way underestimate such complaints, because it hinges upon our professionalism, and we do everything possible to make sure that we get to the bottom of it.
Mr. Moni said the association hopes the police administration will fulfill its promise of bringing the perpetrators to book, adding that the GJA will follow events closely to ensure justice for its members.